Blog Talk Radio.
Coming live in the audience.
He didn't announce himself. Those, you know, those Brits, they don't care. They just show up because I got one of my lessons, you know? So here we are. Here we are. Elite. We're here and it's.
And it's what? It's what?
Day before Thanksgiving, sweetie pie.
Woohoo! Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Day before Thanksgiving, they're predicting. Snow's already sticking, but here in New York, there's nary a flake to be found on the ground. Just but although it looks like it could change really quick. You know,
yeah,
when rain gets
because
really
the
heavy?
Snow has that
has
texture to it.
It's funny because a couple of times before I thought it was snow, it was just that it was raining really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, all in all, it's not 7 feet of snow in Buffalo. So I don't care what happens tonight or tomorrow, it's still not going to be 7 feet of snow.
No.
That's
serious. They said it was too warm for us anyway, so.
Yeah, it's a lot to predict because I remember growing up and we got significant snow in November. You know, and I remember schools being closed a couple of times.
This time of year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't remember for some reason. I don't know why.
Those were the days where it took a lot to close schools. I mean, we used to wait by the radio.
But you know something? I think nowadays it's even more harder to close the schools because the days are counted.
It depends because
and the teacher's contract.
Oh yeah.
Okay. The hours, the days.
You know what? Downstate, yes, but upstate, you get one flake hitting the ground.
A lot more snow than.
And. Automatically, regardless of
and
what
it's easier to get around here than it is to get around.
Oh yeah, you have those, and I remember even four wheel drive, you take a little bit of a skid.
Right.
So, but that's what's doing in New York, people. And we'd love to welcome you back to the show. Hi, Noon. It is. You're listening to the Bridal Body Shop on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. We're back.
We're back. Not a little drum roll was necessary, but
wow.
It was nice. It was nice
special.
Seasonally.
Special.
Let me welcome people to the show. If you're a new listener, we're thrilled to have you, and we thank you for joining us, and we hope you do stay. It's going to be 2 years since we're on the air.
Wow.
In, I believe it's March. March.
Something, huh?
End of March, beginning of April. I definitely have to look, but I'm pretty sure it's going on 2 years. So those who are new to the show, we hope you stay. Old favorites. Hello, faithful. Thank you so much for being with us. And you make every week fun. We enjoy doing the show, and we enjoy the fact that you're enjoying it, too, because the numbers seem to be in that understanding. So let me tell you a little bit about us. First, the proper intros.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Towers is me. Woo-hoo! Elite Ziegelman is she. Bridal Body Shop is we. I'm laughing because people listening every week. Anytime I mention only her name, it's always a compliment to my
hair. Oh, there you go.
And I always laugh because I always try to catch her off because I say her name first, so she's a little bit off step. Because if you notice that anytime
I got you now this time, right?
Anytime. My name is mentioned, you never get anything. You know, just get, like, a look from her. Yeah, maybe I'll get that. But anytime it's a lead Ziegelman, it is the hawk. But let me tell you, now that we have our hosts in place and a cast of characters assembled, let me tell you a little bit about the show. Basically, what the Bridal Body Shop is about is, originally it was just brides and grooms getting in shape for the wedding, but you know what? It's about health. It's about getting people in the shape they want for the rest of their life. So it's anybody who has a body that they want to change, That's what we're about. That's what the Bridal Body Shop is about. That is what the show is about. About health, about hard work.
Busting the bullshit.
There you go.
That's what that
That's
is.
That's exactly right. Did you use that one?
Yeah.
BBS,
the Bridal Body Shop, really stands for.
Remember, we had to beat that. And yeah. Now that we're peeping 13, we don't have to.
Bustin, beep.
We did something that we had to. We
did?
Yeah, we did. Ooh,
what do you mean it's a PG?
I'm going to pull that show. I'm going to pull that show.
How do you know what show it is?
It was like one of the first three.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really, really early on, and we had to, we beeped it out. But that's what we do. We're here to make fitness fun, make it informative. It's a serious topic, but we don't take it too seriously in that sense. We want to make it fun so it's not like long division. Because when fitness and health gets like long division, nobody cares. Nobody wants to remember all of that. It's so annoying. And
well, there's just so much info out there that people just can't grasp really
the exactly
truth.
Right.
No?
And that's exactly right. And you know what? When you have all these conflicting stories, you don't know what to believe.
Right.
So you know what? You don't do anything, and you let your body fall apart. And
or they listen to the wrong, you know.
Well, I think it's like a process of elimination. They listen to the wrong thing, and that
right.
doesn't work. So try something else. But
mm-hmm. it's always the wrong thing because it's always a quick fix.
It's the quick fix, and that's what we said. Diets don't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifestyle change, and a lifestyle change. It's simple enough if you do it gradually every day. Just eliminating the sugar. Start cutting down the carbs. It doesn't have to be anything drastic because anything drastic does not work.
Right.
Because you just do without, and then all of a sudden you start resenting the fact that you're doing without, and you go back full force, and then some. So.
Exactly. I'll give you a little story myself. I've been cutting down the sugar myself.
Yeah.
Because I've been consuming too much sugar, and I think it's just a crept up on me, being as old as I'm getting, old as mold, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just cutting down, like you said, you do it in moderation, you don't do it all, because I love sugar.
Yeah.
I have to admit that. But I've been cutting it down a lot.
But, you know, truth be told, your intake of sugar might not be too
I'm
too
just
much
saying,
for you,
right, it's too much for me,
person.
Right.
If you're because the person, you, even on your bad day, if the average person consumes as much sugar as you did, we would not have a
No.
That is
but my body's not used to all that sugar.
Right.
And that's why it's, you know.
You just clean it up.
That's what I've been doing.
And have that one cheap day, have that one day we have.
Yeah.
Have fun and you live.
Exactly. But I don't deny myself anything, you know that.
No. And you shouldn't. And that's, I think that's where it all goes wrong because, like we say, we do that. Generation leads to temptation and that leads to sabotage, and it always happens.
Mm-hmm.
You always start thinking about what you're not having. And that's what today's show is about. It's about this time of year, and this time of year it comes around each year at this time, and people start forgetting about eating sensibly because they think, well, it's not going to matter from Thanksgiving to New Year's because I'm going to have to overeat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You can enjoy things. You can go to holiday parties. You can eat tomorrow, and you could not have to worry about, oh my God, I have a really nice outfit that I won't fit in by Christmas. You don't have to diet. You just have to eat sensibly and know how to navigate your choices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But first, I want to be rude to you. How are you, Lee?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Anything new with you?
I have a lot of things new, and I'm gonna
share.
You're
gonna let me know, right?
I think you know. Look surprised.
I will.
Look surprised when I say it. What are you doing tomorrow?
I am going to my sister-in-law's in Jersey, spending the whole day.
And that's a long day.
That's a very, very long day. Very long day. And what kills me is that my bedtime is like, 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm up early.
6 o'clock.
Well, it's not 6 o'clock. I'm still with you at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we don't even have coffee until 8:30 and dessert.
Yeah.
So that's another, like, who could have dessert at 8:30 in the evening?
I personally don't like it. I don't like it.
Who could, I mean, it's not even dessert. It's like a Venetian table.
Well, years ago, it was always, I think in European families, Italian families, just to know your brother-in-law's Italian, that you had that coffee and cake at like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, an espresso, no less.
Which, I never got, first of all, that amount of sugar, and it wasn't just a thin piece of cake, it was usually
No, they have apple pie, they have kids,
yeah.
they have ice cream, they have puddings, then they have the chocolate fountain. It's just, it's nonstop.
And you know, it's nice, but a lot of people do have to work tomorrow, and you go to work feeling sluggish and all.
Do you know that half
feeling.
Of them go shopping right after? That's what they do. They go shopping.
You know, it's when you eat that much, it's just you just don't feel good. It's just
no,
good.
You're
and
so tired. You want to go home
just,
and sleep.
Yeah, I never got that. Well, I mean, my sister-in-law kind of does the same thing.
Well, that's
thing.
What I was going to ask you. What you're doing?
That's where I'm going to be tomorrow. And you know, she, you know, usually has a good amount.
We're both going to our sister-in-law. Isn't that
yeah.
funny?
Yeah,
that's cute.
It's cute. I'll be thinking about you and James, and you'll be But, you know, the thing is, you want to do it right. You don't want to rush people out. And I think that from the host's point of view, you don't want to rush the food all of a sudden just think that you're chasing them out. But I guess really, sometimes you've had enough. You know, you're waiting, you have a long drive home, and you don't necessarily want to stay till 10 o'clock at night. You know,
yeah, especially if you don't live there. You have to go home, you know? You have to travel. I have to travel.
Exactly. Well, we have to travel. But it'll be nice. My niece will be home, and she's going to be 12 years old in college and everything. Yeah, so that's going to be the
best part.
Yeah, no, that's catching up with her and hearing that stuff. That's always nice. So, but hopefully weather permitting, it's going to be nice. But let me tell people about, before we get into holiday eating, we're going to be talking about the holiday season coming up. Now, to the pedestrians, to the civilians that have been listening, you're just thinking we're talking about the holidays, the Hanukkah and Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving. And Kwanzaa, nope, we're not just talking about that. In the wedding industry, and the people in the know, and I'll read myself, or have become that, there is a time of the year called Bridal Christmas. And that is the season that starts on Thanksgiving, and it ends actually in February. And the reason this is called Bridal Christmas is because it is where everybody's nesting and romantic instincts come out. Because these are the holidays which most people start thinking about the family and proposing and where your life is. And that's what they say. No one breaks up with anybody around the holiday season. Nobody wants to be alone for the holidays. And whether you're happy or not, you usually want to stay in a union if you are in one. And if you're not, when you start thinking about, okay, my future and my family. So this is why it's called Bridal Christmas. Now, so Lee and I put our heads together, and I'm going to have to say that Lee came up with this idea, and I'm just like maybe dressing it up a little bit. But what we're going to be doing.
Oh, you're going to make it real.
We're going to make it real. What we're doing for Bridal Christmas is, instead of having your typical Christmas carolers, we're having our Bridal Christmas carolers. And what you're going to be finding is, along the streets of New York, for those who are listening in New York, this is specific to you right now, you're going to be finding our Bridal Balladeers handing out information about our show and our business and little trinkets that we have to give away around the season, but they will also be singing not holiday songs, but wedding songs. So this is going to be a little interesting thing that's going to have a lot of traction behind it, and we're going to actually have the press on board, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And we can have everybody in place, and we're going to want you to become interactive with this. And we're going to be announcing where our bridal balladeers are going to be. It might be in Chelsea one week. It might be on Fifth Avenue another. But we're going to be making that announcement on the air and also on our Facebook page. So look for our bridal balladeers when we tell you they're going to be. And it's always going to be on a Saturday. I think that's the best time. And we will tell you the time frame, and you can go down, you can say hello, you can say you like the show, and they will sing to you and give you any little piece of promo that we have to offer. And, of course, we're going to have some sponsors with that, so you might get some discounts through the Godiva chocolate. You might get some, you might get a rose.
Or if there's any sponsors out there that are willing to take part in this.
Give us a call, 347-857-1867. If you want to talk to us about it live on the air, we'd love to hear from you now. Or you can call us at our main base, 212-460-1879. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Well, you know what? I already have Valentine's Day. I think we're gonna approach a certain florist, and I think we could hand out maybe 20 red roses to the first people that stop by, say hello, say they heard about us on the air, and give them a red rose for Valentine's Day. There's a lot of different ways we could play with this.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But we're gonna have our bridal balladeers out.
Yeah.
Donating the masses, and that was an idea that we came up with.
And I think that maybe down the road we can have like get spotted with the balladeers and win a prize or something like that.
I think so.
Take a picture.
At least sometimes. Sometimes.
Take a picture, post it, and let us know.
Sometimes I think you're not even like. Sometimes at least could get bored with me and just like let me talk and just like look straight ahead. And
no, my mind is moving all the time.
You turn your eyes and then you have this idea that okay, she wasn't that thing.
No, that's my mind.
Your mind is moving.
Yeah, always.
Because I'm always pacing and thinking. Because you're always thinking.
Right, I'm quiet.
With that brain trial, with that brain, that was brilliant.
Thank you.
Because usually we just have somebody in front of, but I think I mentioned the name, we have people in front of different wedding boutiques, and we usually have people standing away from clients' house. You know, they're not in front of the door. They're just on the same side of the street. And, you know, we're handing out the brides that are going in. They come out, and they get one of our flyers. They get one of our cards. They get one of our bracelets and things like that that we do. And we were originally going to just do that. And then we said, well, you know what, why don't we have them singing? And so then all of this spun into this wonderful, marvelous, little mini opera that it really could become a late night. I could see it. We could have auditions in the office.
Yeah.
You know, and I could give thumbs up, thumbs down, somebody's shot, somebody's flash.
You can be the Simon? Simon?
I know, yeah, exactly. No, you sing it in unison. I want harmony. No, no. Okay, next. And you'll be liking everybody.
Yeah.
But that's what we would have.
I love you.
I knew that everything, but that should be a lot of fun. So we'll be telling you about that week to week, but that's something that we have coming up for.
It's pretty exciting.
For the holidays. And we actually have an event planner that's coming on board with us. You know, the nice thing about it, when you do things like this is when you have people getting pumped about it, too, because you know it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, yeah. Because when people actually want to do something or have an idea of these and they want to be part of the fun, that's a cool thing. So that's what we have going on. So we'll keep you informed. Now, business at hand is we're talking about tomorrow. We're talking about sitting there eating all raw foods.
And that's the thing. You sit there, you eat what you got to eat, and get up.
That's exactly right. You know,
because people just sit and sit and sit, and what happens? The food's still there. And what does it say? It talks to you. It says, have a little more of me. Mashed potatoes. Have a little more of me.
I think a mashed potatoes has a higher voice.
Have a little more of me.
That's the mashed potato voice. That's what
have
I'm
a little saying. More of me. That's the ham.
Certain. Okay, we're going to turn the turn. Okay. Now, see, but it's definitely a meat product. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's Tammy the turkey. She's a woman this year.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
It's like you never have a turkey.
No, so it was a Tom turkey, right?
Yeah.
So Tammy turkey this year.
It's just because sexism exists.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
You know, did I tell you about the video I saw yesterday? It was on Facebook.
Tell us all.
Somebody, and I don't know what possessed me to buy turkey today, but it was this woman that was telling the turkey that they were going to have Thanksgiving, and it was alive, petting it, and it was listening to it intently, looking at it, like rubbing its face with it. And we're going to serve you with cranberries, and we're going to serve you, stuff you with stuffing.
No. That's not even funny. That's not even funny.
It's horrible.
Most of the people that I know that love meat and love turkey always say one thing, but I'm not putting the picture of the face
Turkey was loving this woman. Loving her up.
Well, I told you that the last time that I went off Turkey, I was upstate and I was playing backgammon with my goddaughter at the time, was 10. And she had two turkeys, a Tallulah and a Tom. And they were running around outside, and when they wanted to come in, they would check on the door and let them in. And then all of a sudden, the turkey Tallulah came over and just put her head on my lap and just, like, was drinking, washing its way, and just wanted me to pet her. And I was thinking, oh my God, turkeys are dumb, but they're sweet.
They're very sweet.
She just wanted attention, and she just was blinking at me until I paid attention to her. And I said, well, that's it, I can't, because I'm always going to see this.
And on the news this morning, it was the president was he was talking. I was listening. I couldn't hear the sound because I was in the gym. It was on the monitor, but it was so beautiful, pure white turkey, white turkey, and a little kid.
Playing
with the turkeys, but these two turkeys weren't going to be.
Yeah, okay, pointing.
They were beautiful.
See, that's what bothers me. I mean, I could get it when people say, well, you know, I love it, I'm sorry, I won't give up me. That's really not a joke.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I was crying inside.
That's in such a poor taste, and I don't think that most people would even find that funny. Mm-hmm. Even people that don't like animals, I don't think they'd find that funny. So shame on you, whoever you did, whoever did that. It's just really not nice. Okay. So what we're going to be doing is we are going to come up with 9 healthy holiday eating strategies. And this is actually from the website Real Simple Life Made Easier. So a shout out to them. They do good work. And one of these things we had on our list for last year, one of my comments from last year, but the point that you made, and I think that that's usually point number, like the last on the list, but I think that that should come to the forefront. When you are sitting there contemplating your meal, when you are sitting there thinking about everything that you're going to eat probably isn't the best for you in that sort of, think about what you're going to do afterwards. If it's a nice enough night, why don't you take a walk around the block? Why don't you bundle yourself up and just maybe...
I always do that. I always go out.
Yes, of course. I mean, if you know people in your neighborhood, stop by and say hello, but go for a walk. Go do something.
Good to get out after you eat, you know, because it actually helps you digest also.
Yeah.
And it just feels good just to move the body a little. Because otherwise, if you keep sitting there, like I said, eat me,
yeah,
as per mashed potato.
And normally, you'll eat out of boredom, too. And eating becomes just like a...
It's just there.
So you have more food.
And you know what? You know, in food, I mean, food triggers food. And what you do is, you know, you want to eat more of it, you know, because you keep eating. So your appetite never stops.
Well, I mean, I remember in my family, and I remember my mother giving me stories about how people would sit down maybe around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you didn't get up to the table until 9 o'clock at night. That's just, think about that stretch.
That's how it is that where I'm going. I just can't get up to do the stupid football I can't stand. But that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's just not nice. Because I remember years ago, it used to be, King Kong and Mighty Joe Young used to be on Thanksgiving.
I'm sure you could find something else besides football.
And that's what you kept on in the background because everybody kind of likes that.
They love, and it's not even real football. It's college football.
Yeah. Well, that's college football. You know, you have to think about the people that are also there.
I don't care. I don't like football.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Everybody should think, if you're a host,
they don't care.
Think about, is this something all my guests are going to enjoy? Most likely
it's usually the men that take over, so.
That's not right. Anyway, so number one, now we said about, I like number one, to think about what you're going to be doing after you eat. That's what I designed. I designed that elite sequence. So don't look at our notes. I'm the one that puts that there. But the first
thing.
Think
about what you eat.
Yeah, think about what you're going to be doing after you eat. Okay, but the first thing they say to get to actually get a jump start on, and not just tomorrow, any place you go, that is also called for holiday parties, bring your own food. I see you laughed at me last year when I said bring too much.
That was a Christmas party. You got the whole thing wrong. That was a Christmas party when you go to your job's Christmas party.
Yeah.
Look over the food and take out the nuts from your little bag. But that's not what this meant here, bring your own food.
Wait.
It says contribute a healthy dish.
No, that's the only one.
Through gathering to ensure there's something you can indulge in.
Yes.
Like we just discussed.
And
I would love to bring something, you know, but they make, you know, stuff like that.
You didn't bring anything?
Oh, yeah. I just bring dessert and bring wine. Of course I do.
Yeah, I think you could put a little something to snack on the way in the car, like some raisins or some nuts, so that you don't go starving. And this is another reason.
You know, it's the best thing to do, but nobody does that. You know why? Because it saves my appetite for when I get there.
You can,
I'm starving myself so I can eat like a pig when I get there.
When you eat too much, you don't get to enjoy everything. So if you have like a little bit of everything, small portions, because you're not starving, that's how you really enjoy the food.
Yeah.
I want to enforce that, because that was a very good point. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
you want to enforce for that, right?
Okay. Then you know what? Give me a loop. Okay, it's not coming. All right. Well, visualize.
It's coming.
No, it's too late.
It's never too late. Ever.
I don't even need a stadium clap. Even just a golf clap that I can get to that. Okay. That's a lot of water. Okay, so bring your own food. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Now, this is interesting because I'm not a foodie, so I guess I never think in terms of this, but it's eat the best for you food offerings first. Huh. Now think about this. For example, hot soup as a first, especially when it's broth-based, not cream-based. Can help avoid eating too much during the main course.
You know what? I could agree with that, and I could disagree with that because he makes soup. He makes this like almost like a pasta vizzola little meatball soup.
That's nice.
It's really good. But what it does is just trigger appetite that you want more food.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes
so
it
does make you full, but then it doesn't make you full because it sparks up your taste buds for more food.
I could almost see it. It probably will satisfy your hunger a little bit, so that at least you're not
just a little bit.
Yeah, you're not just sitting there looking.
That's after antipasta and all that.
Antipasta, yeah. Now, number two is stand more than an arm's length away
from the munchies.
Munchies. Well, this is, I don't know any Thanksgiving feast that has chips and stuff like that. Do you know?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. But now, if you're sitting at the table, which everybody will be doing tomorrow, like a bowl of nacho chips while you're chatting, so you're not tempted to raise your hand and eat your mouth every few seconds. Now, it's very hard to see this.
They really, you've seen that in a holiday table?
Yeah.
Really?
My sister always has. She has cheese doodles. She has potato chips.
Really?
She has pretzels.
Not healthy choice.
That's
Thanksgiving stuff.
That's all stuff that's on the table.
Really?
It's sad.
That is sad.
Tragedy, but this is why they're saying that. Because it's obviously not an uncommon thing.
Well, the only thing that they have, it's not even on the table, they put it on the side table, is leftover Halloween candy is what I see. That's all I see.
Yeah.
I never see chips or stuff like that at a Thanksgiving feast.
Okay. Yeah, observing is concentrate on your meal while you're eating it. This goes into the 22
food, like
times or whatever
it is. Something like that.
Okay. This makes perfect sense. Focus on chewing your food and enjoying the smell and the texture of each item. Whether you're at home or at a party, what you do is make you pop mindless calories into your mouth without realizing it. Of course, the dinner party conversation is really natural, but try to set your food down until you're finished chatting so you're more aware of what you're taking in. And that's really easy.
And, you know, they also
like
say
drinking.
That... Sorry for interrupting you.
Yeah.
That it takes 20 minutes for your brain to tell your body that you're full. Okay? So if you're going to eat, have your food, walk away, and wait 20 minutes, and then you'll probably say, you know what, I'm not hungry anymore. Because it's the truth. Once you walk away, you're not going to go back and eat again.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's why they were saying, there was also something I studied a couple of years ago where if you cut your food really small, the act of cutting...
Right, it takes a long time to eat it.
Right. And I think it was something happened recently. It was in the paper, and I wanted to show you, about chewing your food 100 times. Okay, not only won't you choke to death, you basically have soup now. When you're chewing your food 100 times, it's liquid. That's supposed to be something that that helps, because you're spending enough time and you're savoring it. And that's the problem with eating fast. You're not really tasting it.
No.
You're just swallowing it really quick.
Well, that's what it is when you go. And usually, this is what happens: is that you're starved by the time that you get to wherever you're going, because you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the time you get there, you starve, so you really fill up. But again, you know, where I go, there's like four different courses, so.
Let's look at it from a person's point of view who does eat well. How do you navigate the table?
The first thing, you're not out at the table. The antipasto is done in the kitchen area, because she's got a kitchen dining room thing. I mean, she's got a dining room separate. So in the kitchen and den is where she sets up the antipasto. Now, it's not only antipasto. She has shrimp in cocktail sauce, which that's what I just eat that. So you could eat as much as you want with that.
Yeah.
And I'll just have some peppers. That's how I navigate that. And it doesn't really fill you up. So the time you get to dinner, which is like it's not even dinner, it's the soup, like an hour later. And then a half hour later, it's the meatballs and all that stuff, which I don't eat. And then after that is the big turkey. And by then, I'm hungry already, you know?
Yeah.
It's like 3 hours later.
So I skip
a couple of things.
You eat like the white meat and veggies.
That's it.
You're pretty much...
I love sweet potatoes. And my mother-in-law makes a very, very low fat.
She
makes that pie, you know, with the marshmallow.
Yeah, that's right. Well, see, that's what I think people, and again, I'm not mentioning any names, but when they're at a table and the only vegetables that they have.
They have string beans,
they have cauliflower
and broccoli.
You have the salad.
They have a lot of stuff, yeah.
You got to get the Brussels sprouts in there.
Yeah.
You got to get the green beans.
You got the broccoli.
I mean, what are the nice ones?
There's cauliflower he makes.
Cauliflower is wonderful. The brown cauliflower. Oh.
He actually, he makes it almost like it's a cold with a drizzle with a little olive. It's like almost a salad way, you know?
That's nice. Okay. And here's another tip, but this doesn't necessarily apply to tomorrow. But I mentioned before, don't go
When I saw that, I was saying, I wish I was going there, but we're not.
Don't go to the mall hungry. And don't go, but it's true. It's true.
What are we going to the mall for?
We're going to go tomorrow.
To the mall?
I bet you how
the mall is closed until 5 o'clock.
Is it?
Yeah.
Then they're going to go to the mall after 5.
Yeah.
But
that's the best thing. You burn off your calories after you eat. I think that's why Black Fridays is good. But
I don't think people are really moving around Black Friday because the stores are so crowded.
It depends on who's going. I don't go. I dare not to go.
All the people that are having
It's
stores.
Better than sitting there and eating your face out.
But you know what I say? Don't go to the mall if you've had starch. And you're going to be moving slow. I want to see those people zipping in and out so I could do what I have to do. I don't want people who eat potatoes and corn as vegetables every season. That's not you. But I'm just saying. When you think about all the things that are on the mall and the food courts.
What is this? Are we eating at the mall?
Yeah, but that's the thing. We're bringing everything in because people will be at the mall tomorrow.
So you're doing a Black Friday Thanksgiving.
I'm doing. Oh, that's the Black Friday. Well, it could be.
This is holiday.
I want you to. You're not the most festive person, and I want you to get into holiday spirit with me.
Okay.
We're talking about the holiday. The entire. The entire season from Thanksgiving
to New Year's.
And this is what people are going to be coming up against. Because
tomorrow is just every everything.
Tomorrow is just
one
the
of
tip
the
of the iceberg.
For the holidays.
Oh, so this is what these people are going to be up against.
So we're zeroing in for the next 6 weeks.
I think, yeah, you know what? Every week we're going to come up with, you know what? We're going to come up with something else that is one of these silent culprits that people will do to sabotage their diet during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to mention it every week.
That's
you're
gonna
mention it every week. So I want you to stay in point with that. But you know, it says here, plan your shopping route so you don't pass the Cinnabon stand at least a dozen times. Now,
Cinnabon is gonna be.
I want to ask anybody, and I'm not a mall goer, and you can't answer this because you're on this team with me. I want anybody who's listening now who goes to the mall
to wear nose plugs. Because that's all you smell is the Cinnabon.
But where are you going to go that doesn't have, what is that other one, and which is pretzels? Where else?
Well, you could have a pretzel, not the ones dipped in butter. Ask for them without the dipped in butter, okay? Because the pretzel's not so bad.
Okay, now I'm going to ask, did you wear that after you eat?
This is after you eat? I thought this
is
the whole holiday season.
This is what I'm saying. You're confusing me now. Just follow me. This is what I'm saying. People are going to be going to the mall, and okay, let's look at it this way.
You're telling me they don't need the extra calories.
Yeah. In lieu of maybe eating properly, they might pass by anything in the food court. I'm not going to name names. That would be certainly undermining a diet, and they will have that instead of a good meal.
I totally get it. And you know what? And I'm going to tell you how they're thinking. Oh, it's the holiday time. I'm going to treat myself right. And you know what? When it comes down to it, January 1st, I'm going back on my diet, okay? I'm actually walking around the mall. I could burn this off, okay? Meanwhile, inside their body, it goes, cha-ching, another pound, okay? And they say that you gain 7 pounds by the end of the holiday season.
If
it depends how you take care of yourself. And how much you feed yourself.
And also it says, there's another one, so another mall thing, wait, is choose a proper restaurant, although I don't know if you really find that in a mall.
They do. They have a couple,
okay.
Yeah. You know what? You can go to any restaurant and have a salad. You know what I'm saying? You could go to have grilled chicken. Every restaurant now has something that's healthy.
Well, listen to this. I would not have thought of this. Again, I don't think about food the way a lot of people think, but
mm-hmm.
Okay. It says, choose a proper restaurant over a grab-and-go food court whenever you can. Okay, that I get. And request a table away from loud sounds and distractions, which can cause you to eat more. Never would have guessed that. Isn't that interesting? The bright lights and noisy hard surfaces can speed up the rate at which you eat.
Never heard of that.
Overeating.
Never even heard of that.
How is...
I would just want to finish and get out.
Right? Yeah. I would think... that a quieter place
right.
would have you want to stay longer
mm-hmm.
and you'll indulge
right. but,
in a little bit more eating and a little bit more drinking. So that you know, I'm hoping to find out things like this because I never would have even thought in circle with that. But that's interesting. Again, this is, what are we looking at? We still have real simple, life made easy. That's a very, I'm going to write them right. That's a very,
I see the next one. I've heard it in some ways, but I never heard that red is shown to stimulate the appetite more than many other colors. Have you known that?
No, not at all. I mean, I know colors that are healing are usually green is and like.
No, now that I think about it, I know there's a lot of diners that have that red burgundy.
What do you think that is?
Booths and stuff like that. It's always that color, if you notice.
Well, remember the old diner, like years ago,
right.
with the red vinyl?
Right. Well, that's what it is.
And Chinese restaurants when they're growing up, they're always that red
yes.
vinyl, right?
Yes. So I guess maybe it's true. Maybe it has some truth to it.
But that is really weird.
Even some flowers on the table to squiggles on the plate. Huh.
I never would have thought of that. But okay. Now, let's see, and this is, we don't want to sound like broken records. But in addition to the things that you have to chew up that are adding to the calories within your body, it's the stuff that you are swallowing. And we're talking about not only sodas, which are incredibly high in sugar, we're talking about drinks.
Yeah.
We're talking about glasses of wine. Glasses of wine being the more benign of all of them.
It still adds up.
It still adds up.
Still adds
when
up.
When you're having those mixed drinks.
Oh, forget it. Right there alone, it's 500 calories each.
Yeah. And nobody, I mean, some people have just one. But, I mean, some people
not
have
us.
More. Yeah. We've had more. But you think about what that adds up to. That would be like what are you talking about?
We had a discussion this
about
the other day. We could total about 1,000 calories a day just in wine.
Yeah.
And then we could
calories.
Do more than double that with regular drinks.
Yeah. So think about that. That's, you know, your caloric intake for one day, which, you know, I'm not really.
Which is really a normal thing, but if you add
tack
on 1,000 calories
another,
to it.
And another, like 1,200 if you're eating. So that's another thing to keep in mind. And then especially at the holiday parties. You know, it's just maybe one drink and you know, we'll just mix it up.
I think basically, I mean, you know, besides eating and a lot, I mean, a lot of people do. If you drink, I mean, you get together with friends, you do. I think the drinking really adds up a lot, extra calories, a lot of extra calories.
It does.
You know, more than, sometimes more than food, because you'll have more drinks than food, I think. I don't know, me in general.
And, you know, because you don't think.
You don't think that they add up, but they do. They're very empty calories. And you don't get full on it, that's for sure.
And that's the thing, too, is when people go on a liquid diet, it's always been, you know, that I don't know where it got established, but, you know, because it's liquid. If it's liquid, it's water.
Yeah, but liquor has sugar in it, and that it triggers your appetite.
No, I'm talking about when people go on a liquid diet, they're assuming, there's calories in liquid. So if you say, well, and I remember having this discussion with a friend of mine, I was about 16. She went on a liquid diet because she had caramel shakes. And she said, well, it's a liquid diet. It's like, well,
oh, come on.
You know, even then,
come
I said,
on.
Well, there's still calories in that.
A lot of calories.
But that's what people were interested in. What was that other drink that we had years ago?
The other what?
Drink that we had years ago. Was it Nutriment? What was it? It was a sports drink.
What did you just say?
Nutriment. Was it? We had it. I remember it was like it was on the shelves, and it was a picture of a football player on it. Nutriment, yeah, and it came in chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. And this was designed for athletes. And you looked at it, and it was on the shelf maybe 15 years ago they took it off, but it was like something like 450 calories in one serving. Just like, unless it's a meal replacement, and it wasn't.
Right. That's crazy.
It was Nutriment. We'll look it up after the show. You'll probably know if you saw it, but... Yeah, and people don't realize that drinking, you know, also adds up. And I think that this time of year, people, I think, tend to drink more in the summertime. I might be into it, but you move more in the summertime.
Of these couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Now, when you get together with people, and there is a lot in the summer, but there's a lot more around the holiday time. Not a lot more, but at these times, when you get together, you drink.
And you know what I think it is, too? It's that mentality of last hurrah. We're ending the year, so we can throw a portion to the wind, and we can do whatever.
Well, I think psychologically, you know, the people that really don't stick to diet say that.
Exactly. Well, and most people stick to just like pregnancy. Well, you know what? Now is at the time, you know, I'm going to gain the weight anyway. How often have you heard that in a week? I'm going to enjoy myself now because when the new year comes, that's when I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. That's when I'm really going to start it.
They're going to be started because they're going to have more to lose than they started out with. That's the difference.
People go get it. And this is why, and I'm going to plug something here, Lee Sigelman.
Mm-hmm.
That we have something that makes a perfect stocking stuffer.
You tell them.
Okay, this is, it couldn't be made any easier, and this is something that you don't need to know. Shoe size, you don't need to. This is a gift that if you give it to somebody, you cannot go wrong. It's the gift that fits. And that is our online training. And we call it the how-tos before you. I do, but... This is something that people can call us, people can Skype us, people can email us for a cost figure of $69 for a lifetime of checking in and asking questions, even stupid questions. And you have access to, if it's not myself or Alita, it'll be one of our trainers. And they will get back to you, and you have access to our library of 900 videos, 900 counting videos. So even if you don't want to see us, even if you don't want to, you have access to our videos, and it's a one-time charge of $69. Where else can you get that? You can't even buy cologne for $59. You can't buy, what else, Marie? Body oils. You can't buy
$69. You can't even buy a pair of jeans.
Let's see.
Seriously.
I'm trying to think of what. Okay. You could definitely buy a sweater. You could definitely. But there are so many things that you can't buy for $69. Oh, and Lee, I want you to write this down. There are so many things that you could buy for $69 that are worth far less.
But you know what's sad is that. When people put their health and money in dollars and signs, where you can't really do that. And if you're putting $69 to your health, that's nothing. That's really nothing. And let's say you do go to the gym and you do work out and you're paying for a club membership. What's another $69 to learn how to do extra exercises? There is none, right?
I totally get it.
You can't put a dollar sign on your health or even knowledge of
and
working out.
When was the last time you bought something for that amount of money and for whatever reason you didn't like it and you just left it in your closet and left it wherever and you wasted money? This is something
so
that
many
you
times.
Can
this so is many times.
That if you say, well, I didn't like it, you know, if you come back to it in 2 years and you might say, you know what, I'll try it. It's still good. So, you know, it doesn't expire unless we expire. You're not planning on going anywhere. So, email us at thefinalbodyshop@aol.com. In fact, go to our website, www.thefinalbodyshop.com, and you will go to the page that says online fitness training and look at some of the videos. We have a couple of sample videos on here. And, try it out. $69. When was the last time it was that much of a hardship to spend $69 and don't spend it? But I'm sure it isn't. And again, you spend far more money on things that are far less worth it. So, I mean, sometimes I would marry myself when I come up with things like that. That's amazing. Okay, we're going to give you some quick 10 tips for holiday eating. Okay, number one, be realistic. Don't try to lose pounds during the holiday. Instead, try to maintain your current weight. I think that's the fairest thing to say. Am I right, Elite? Okay. Plan time for exercise. Exercise helps relieve holiday stress. God knows we have a lot of it. The holidays are not a friendly place for a lot of people. So a moderate and daily increase in exercise can help partially offset increased holiday eating. Try 10 or 15-minute brisk walks twice a day. That's not too much to ask. Third, don't skip meals. Before leaving for a party, eat light and snack on raw vegetables or a piece of fruit to curb your appetite. You'll be less tempted to overindulge. Am I right, Lisa?
Definitely.
Okay. This is what I like. This is what I always say. Survey party buffets before filling your plate. Choose your favorite food and skip your least favorite. Include vegetables and fruits and keep your plate balanced. And you know what? I always fill the plate with more stuff. Because generally, the good stuff.
You could have a lot of quality stuff with a lot of quantity.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like what we just had all those vegetables that we could have as much as we want. Just stack your plate up with vegetables because it's
That's
all free.
Thing.
It's free food.
And you know, I like this, is eat until you're satisfied and that stuff. And that is a very important
Well, that's the problem with a lot of people.
Right.
They can't realize it.
We were talking to, I think, Stephanie a couple of weeks ago, Stephanie Jackenthal, and we were talking about European portions in restaurants.
That's why we have overweightness in our country.
If we have European portions, we think we will get our food, because it's horrible that I left hungry. Not really.
Nope.
Most people are not leaving restaurants hungry. It doesn't happen. I've never heard of that. Okay, save your favorite holiday treats while eating small portions. Sit down, get comfortable, and enjoy. Okay, You just send it to me, Sigmund. Be careful with the beverages. Alcohol could lessen inhibitions and induce overeating. Non-alcoholic beverages can be full of calories and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And we just said it. Okay. If you overeat at one meal, go light on the next. It takes 500 calories per day or 3,500 calories per week above your normal maintenance
consumption
to gain 1 pound. It is impossible to gain weight from one piece of pie. Yeah, nicely said.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely said. Okay. Take the focus off food. Turn candy and foods and cookie-making time into non-edible eating products. That's really nice. Like,
mm-hmm.
make stuff for the table and be creative. I think that's nice. Like making wheat, dough art decorations, and gingerbread house. Plan group activities with family and friends that aren't all about food. Try to serve a holiday meal to the community. Oh, that's nice. God bless. Playing games or going on a walk, a walking tour of decorated houses. And what are you adding there?
I am not saying a word.
God bless. That's nice.
Yes, it is. But very few people do that.
Nice, though.
Maybe years ago, people used to bring over pie. Welcome to the neighborhood. Don't do that no more.
You know, upstate they
You'll
do.
You'll be lucky if you get a smile
upstate
from them.
Upstate they do. I remember when I first moved into, the name just came up
you a
with,
pie?
Yeah.
What kind of pie?
Oh, my goodness. It was a key lime pie that the neighbor name is Peggy. And
that was very nice.
Had,
you get whipped cream?
Cats. Yeah.
You get whipped cream, too?
Yeah. It was really sweet. But that's kind of that get to know your neighbors are going to be with you the rest of your life.
They
want
to see who's living next to them because the last one was how it is upstate.
Anyway, okay. Bring your own healthy dish to a holiday gathering. We just said that. This is a different list. Okay. Practice healthy holiday cooking. Preparing favorite dishes, lower in fat. Now, this is, again, you have to do this beforehand.
No. You know what? It probably needs to be instilled in you before you do that because a lot of people don't know how to do that. You know what I mean? Like if somebody's baking something, I mean, the alternative now is to use applesauce instead of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that's a baker, they're going to say, oh, my God, I can't do that.
Yeah.
That would ruin my recipe. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting? Okay, I got one that I think a lot of people probably forget. Gravy. If you refrigerate the gravy, just harden the fat.
You just skim the top.
Yeah.
Right.
And this will save a whopping 56 grams of fat per cook.
Yeah, but that kind of gravy is really the gravy from the turkey that they use, you know?
Yeah.
But if you buy the regular gravy that's fat-free, you don't need to do that.
But if you have a dressing and you use a little less bread and add onions and garlic and celery and vegetables, add fruits and apples, you're
going to
reduce the amount of sodium and
there's a lot of ways that cooking healthy.
Okay, now here's another one. Turkey. Enjoy a delicious roast of turkey breast without the skin and save 11 grams of saturated fat and 3 ounces.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Do you like the black meat, the dark meat?
I do.
You do?
I do. You know that, yeah.
Like the big drumstick, the wings.
Not the drumstick as much because I put the bird in my head, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The wing?
I like it, but I don't, I'm making the connection. I don't really eat like that most of the year. So I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, I'm eating like a most of the farm all year long. here's one. Green bean casserole.
Oh, whose favorite is that?
Cook fresh green beans with chunks of potatoes instead of cream soup. Top with almonds and instead of French fried onion rings, which I'm embarrassed.
I don't like the French fried onion rings.
Okay, mashed potato. Use skim milk, chicken broth, garlic powder, and Parmesan cheese instead of whole milk and butter.
I would say eat a real potato or have a sweet potato. It's much healthier.
Potato I like more than mashed potatoes anyway. And the holiday eggnog, just go easy with that because that is
very, very fattening.
Oh, my God.
Even low fat, the filter calories. It's very heavy in calories.
And desserts, it says, make crustless pumpkin pie. But I don't know if you'd like that.
The crust is the whole thing.
I saw
a picture the other day, how to eat pumpkin pie. Now, I like pumpkin pie. I've grown to like it. But
yeah,
I could never eat it without Cool Whip or whipped cream, because that makes the whole pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
So it was a picture of pumpkin pie, but it was a little piece of it, and it was filled with Cool Whip. It's like whipped cream all around it.
I love pumpkin pie.
Do you?
I always have.
It's nothing without the crust.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, the crust is, you know, the fattening part in any kind of pie, you know?
I guess so. But see, that's the one thing I disagree with. I don't even know how. It's kind of like a flan. I don't know. But,
less jellier.
Yeah, I don't like that. Now, this was, in fact, you know, we were actually, our chips were listed in this paper. This is from the Michigan Chronicle. And our holiday tips were two years ago. We worked for them. So yeah, they come up with some really great things. And all of these tips can be transposed. These are all tips that you could just fit into your life, not just for the holiday season. Anytime you go out to eat, anytime you go to a holiday function, anytime you go someplace or you're traveling and you don't have decent food around you, these are all things that you could apply. It's just really helping people. It's just learning to eat better and have a better list of values.
Discipline.
When it comes to, I like that too. Did you just
discipline. That's discipline goes in anything.
I like what I said. A different list of values. I like that.
That's
it. When it comes to eating, that's pretty good.
Something we should take discipline and just make different words out of that whole thing.
Well, now you're onto something. Now you're onto something.
Right, we'll talk about
that
later.
When we have that on our Facebook page,
yes,
that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, in saying that, we want to wish everybody a healthy and happy holiday season, and typically a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And travel safely if you are, and enjoy the things that are really important. It's really not the food. It's really not the drink. It's really not the football. It's people around you. So enjoy them. Enjoy the company. Enjoy the memories you're making. That's really what the holiday is supposed to be about. Not all of this.
No.
Not all of
just,
this.
You know, watch what you eat. That's all.
That's it. And be healthy so you can live to enjoy.
You have to be healthy to watch what you eat. Otherwise, people don't know how to be healthy.
And you know what? This way you can enjoy every holiday in the fashion you want.
Right.
That's really
that's where you can indulge the most.
About. Yeah.
And you don't indulge every day.
Right. And just take care of yourself and just enjoy. And however you want to enjoy the holiday, do it that way. And if you don't want to, well, that's your choice.
That's
too.
Your own time.
And saying that, we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'd like to thank my lovely co-host, Lee Bateman.
Oh, thank you, Batman.
For making it another pleasurable hour of setting the record straight on fitness is what we do. And that's our job. And now we must go. And it's saying that everybody take care, and we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take it home, Lee.
You got it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy.